Susan B. Anthony by Helen Albee Monsell. The book is subtitled Champion of Women's Rights. Tinderbox and Apples. Grandmother Reed's farm was in the northwestern corner of Massachusetts. On a late summer afternoon in 1825, Susan was visiting her. They were out in the garden picking beans. Grandmother reached those high up on the vines. Susan pulled the ones near the ground. "You're a big help to me," said Grandmother. "I don't have to stoop at all." Susan felt a pod to make sure the beans were plump. "You're a big help to me," she said. "I don't have to stretch." Grandmother laughed. "I guess we've picked enough for supper. I'll go start the fire." Susan stood up so quickly she almost dropped her basket. "Let me start it." Grandmother looked doubtful. "It's dangerous for children to play with fire." "This isn't play. It's work. Besides, I'll be 6 years old soon."
"Not until next February," said Grandmother, but she smiled. "Maybe it is time for you to learn. Just remember that fire is your best friend and your worst enemy. Never play with it."
They went into the kitchen. There, in the fireplace, Grandmother had laid a little pile of shavings and chips. There were bigger pieces of wood in the woodbox close by. Everything was ready for the fire. The tinderbox was on a shelf where babies couldn't reach it. When Susan stood on tiptoe, her fingers could just curl around it. She pulled the box down carefully and sat on the floor to open it. Inside was a steel wheel with a piece of cord. Susan had watched Grandmother, so she knew exactly what to do. She wound the cord around the wheel as if it were a top. Then she spun it.